I remember more than 30 years ago when I pastored a church. Something happened. As a church, we had prayed that we would consecrate ourselves and give ourselves to God. And I expected people to become holy. One Sunday, we had a consecration service, and people consecrated themselves to God. But one of the unforeseen things that happened was that a young couple came to church. Their friend, a member of her church, had constantly invited them to church. She was always asking for prayer for them. And they showed up on a Sunday night and sat on the back pew. They lived together. They enjoyed the world and had the ways of the world. And on that night, after the service, I sat down with them on the back pew and I led them to Christ. And they were born again. The next Sunday, on Sunday morning, they invited their friends to see them being baptized. They'd never been in church, never heard the gospel, and now they knew the Lord. Their friends heard the gospel. Their friends saw them baptized. And all of a sudden, our church was filled with sinners. And I remember one gentleman, he kept coming over and over, and he received Christ. He was born again, and he was baptized. And it was so different in the church during those times. Because on one hand, there was a group of people who were consecrated, who had given their lives to Christ. And on the other hand, there were all these sinners in our church. On one Wednesday evening, during prayer meeting, when I asked for prayer requests, this one gentleman gave his prayer request. The other people had given theirs also first, to pray for their aunt who was sick, to pray for someone who had a mole on their arm. And then this gentleman slowly stood up and said, "Please pray for me that I don't steal tonight because I really want to do coke." It was so quiet. He was praying that he would not steal so he could buy drugs. Some of the people rejoiced. We all prayed for him. But some of the people were offended that we had sinners in the church. In the book of Luke, chapter 15, this is what happens. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near Jesus to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes begin to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep, and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. For what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, could have lived in the finest palaces, worn the finest clothing. He could have surrounded himself with wealth and possessions. But he sought you out. Please understand this. God seeks sinners. Do you understand that? God seeks sinners and saves them. He goes on the pathways that they have wandered off. He goes through the brambles and the bushes. He goes on trails that should never be trodden on until he finds the one who is lost. It's interesting to sin. We can go through life and grow in our relationship with Christ, and we can see sins in our life disappear because of His Holy Spirit that guides us, that empowers us with His righteousness. But sometimes that sin comes back into our life, or even a new sin that we were not even expecting. And it's such a struggle because we want to be with God. We want to walk with Christ. And yet now this sin is present. What happens is that you're aware of it. And you feel lost. You feel lonely. But God has found you this morning, not by accident. He has searched for you. He has found you. He has picked you up and carried you now. And please know this, He rejoices. God rejoices when you repent. The angels in heaven are filled with joy when you repent. I want nothing else but Jesus. I want no one else but Jesus. I want to walk with God, but I stumble. But what does our Savior do? He seeks you out. He finds you. He picks you up. And He rejoices. I have found the one who was lost. Father, take your child today and let them know that you found them and that you hold them closely. And there is no rebuke. There is only rejoicing over the one sinner who repents. Amen.